Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series. In the gym, Shay, Frankie, and Goldie spin volleyballs in front of their set faces. Lola does the same, then serves the ball. Two teams of Degrassi girls play volleyball. They all wear blue and white shirts with a number between the school crest and a yellow panther. Goldie serves the ball, then Frankie. Shay and Frankie each spike it over the net. Lola serves, then after a play, high-fives a member of her team. Shay and her team hug. In the locker room, the girls wear only towels.
You're gonna own this year, especially with that serve, Shay.
You kidding me? It's all about your spike. You must have practiced over break.
Yeah, when she wasn't busy making out with Jonah.
Hey, I'm a good multitasker.
Northern Tech is gonna be in trouble next week.
We're playing against the zoo. They are scary.
Because they all look like criminals.
She looks at Shay.
No offense.
Why would I be offended?
Where are my clothes?
Oh my god, my pants. Oh my god, my shirt. Oh my god, where's my bra? That was my favorite one.
My uniform's missing too.
They search their bags. Frankie turns from hers, wide-eyed.
Uh-oh.
Through the school's front doors, students exit, including the volleyball team, still in towels.
Go, girls, go!
Frankie shuts the doors behind them. Her towel gets caught and falls off her as she pulls away. Her jaw drops as she stands naked in front of the school.
No, 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 no! Frankie is up!
Lola helps Frankie put her towel back on. Other students watch and laugh, covering their mouths.
Looking good, Degrassi!
Oh, no, you did not!
Did not what?
Girls wearing Northern Tech sweatshirts throw the stolen clothes, then run off.
No one told me Northern Tech was scary and rude!
Well, this is no fun.
Agree. Do you know what is fun? Revenge.
Photos and videos of the diverse group of Degrassi teens appear in blocks, then within text messages and phone apps. The title appears on a social media page next to a photo of all the teens together. Degrassi, next class. The quote below reads, "I know I can make it through." Words appear, hashtag squad goals. Starring Amanda Arcuri, Soma Bhatia, Chelsea Clark, Raya Downs, Anna Golia, Nikki Gold. In the Hollingsworth living room, Miles stands before a mirror in a school uniform, his mother behind him.
And their English program is amazing. A student from there got a publishing deal last year.
I'm glad you're excited. Boarding school will be good for you.
Vanderbilt Prep also has tons of amazing sports teams, plus lots of new guys and girls.
Hey, remember, you're there to focus.
Sounds great. Can I go too?
No, you'll be going to Degrassi after your 1 week suspension for cyberbullying.
Everyone else got off easy.
Because everyone else apologized.
Hunter sits on the couch.
Well, at least he'll be back for the summer.
Why would he ever want to come back here?
I gotta get to hot yoga. Oh, remember to get your file from school today, okay?
Yeah.
She leaves.
I'm going to my room. Have fun with your new life.
Don't be like that. We hung out all winter break.
Hunter turns back.
Come on, we're going for a drive.
I'm not supposed to leave.
You want to get out of the house, don't you? Besides, how am I going to leave you my car if I don't teach you to drive stick?
Seriously?
I don't joke about the convertible.
Frankie reads from her phone as she enters class with Shay and Lola.
Dead fish in the air vent, manure in the toilet tanks. All these pranks seem so smelly.
Don't they have anything cute, like sending them a huge envelope of glitter?
That's not bad. Any ideas?
They sit, and Frankie turns to Shay.
I don't think this is a good idea.
But they made us look like a bunch of idiots. Naked idiots.
We should settle it on the court.
I bet that's exactly what Poland said.
She looks at Lola, who twirls her hair.
This is like Hitler in Poland all over again. If we turn a blind eye, who knows what'll happen? We can't just let it go.
Seriously?
I feel like I should understand what you're talking about.
We can't do nothing. They'll think we're pushovers, on and off the court.
It's a bad idea.
What's really going on? Why don't you want to do this?
I just don't. Okay? It's stupid and a waste of time.
They turn forward, and Lola leans over to Frankie.
It's okay. All the other girls are in. We're still gonna bring them back, right?
Frankie glances back at Shay and furrows her brow. In another class, a teacher addresses students.
A new semester brings new co-op placements. This is a chance to get real-world experience. So make sure those CVs are on 10, as I know you're all fond of saying.
Grace eyes Maya, who works on a laptop.
Never ever seen anyone this excited about writing a resume.
Co-op with Peter Stone would be a dream. He works at a big studio downtown.
So you want to be a sound engineer?
Well, getting amazing on the production side of things is but one step in my quest for musical dominance. Operation Maya Matlin is a go.
Okay, what's going on?
What?
You're happy.
Why shouldn't I be?
Your boyfriend cheated on you with a notorious psychopath.
I'm sorry, we can't all be perfect friends like you, Grace.
Right. That.
Zoe walks off.
I just want to focus on this interview. I'm fine, I swear.
I see you two are still on vacation time.
Our private jet from Bermuda was delayed.
Zig and Tiny stroll in.
Hi.
Maya watches as Zig walks past her and sits next to Esme with a smile.
Looks like Zig is fine, too.
He looks over at Maya, who turns back to her laptop. In a parking lot, Hunter drives the convertible with Miles beside him.
Good. Welcome to first gear.
This is awesome.
Whoa, okay. Not too much gas.
The car slows.
Okay, not too little, or we'll...
The convertible jerks to a stop.
Stall. It's okay. You just gotta stay focused and in control.
Yeah, I'm on to you, brother. All the shoulder pads, speech is about staying calm.
I'm just spending some time with you before I go.
You're trying to make sure I don't go off the deep end.
Why would I worry about that?
Because I brought a gun to school.
Miles looks away.
I'm not ready for you to joke about that.
I didn't actually do anything, okay? So I'm fine. I swear. And just go have your awesome life, and I'll see you in the summer.
Hunter stares at the wheel.
Unless I take a summer course abroad in Italy.
Miles smirks, and a smile creeps onto Hunter's face.
You don't have to worry about me, okay? And to prove it, I'm prepared to give you one hug.
Why don't you save that for when I leave?
Deal.
All right, start her up. I need you to drive me somewhere.
In an empty classroom, Frankie and Jonah eat lunch across from each other.
You didn't eat your garlic bread.
Yeah, that's because I'm a considerate boyfriend.
She grabs his bread and takes a bite.
You know, Franks, you're going to have to do more than that to get me to stop kissing you.
They kiss.
Although, I am a little jealous that the entire student body got to see your butt before I did.
Frankie taps her fork and slouches slightly.
All right. Is that not a joke I can make?
It's about Buttgate. Because I want to retaliate, because obviously, but Shay thinks it's a bad idea.
Why?
I don't know. She thinks it's stupid. But the rest of the girls want to do it. What do you think we should do?
Well, if there's one thing that my journey on this planet has taught me so far, it's that you always, under every circumstance, no matter what, prank back.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were Mr. Turn the Other Cheek.
Yeah, about things that matter, but, I mean, this indignity cannot go unanswered.
That's what I said. Plus, some stuff about Hitler, which in retrospect may have been a little bit of overkill.
You are so weird.
Okay, but what do I do about Shay?
Well, you're not going to force her to do anything. She can stay out of it.
Okay. You're right. Let's go.
Where are we going?
To buy some paint.
She smells her breath.
And some gum.
In a lounge area at school, Maya finishes her resume on her laptop. She hits return with a grin, but her face falls as she stands to see Zig and Esme standing by the printer.
Come on, I'm sure you could throw me around like a sack of potatoes.
I don't know. I wouldn't want to hurt you.
If that skateboard fall couldn't, neither can you.
I still can't believe that didn't hurt. You must be invincible.
I wish.
If you two will excuse me.
Maya stands between them in front of the printer. The three teens look around awkwardly. Maya glances up at the ceiling. She grabs a paper from the printer and hurries off. In an empty classroom, a man in a leather jacket has his feet up on a table. Maya rushes in.
Oh, Peter. I'm Maya Matlin.
Nice to meet you. Have a seat.
She sits down at the table. She passes him a piece of paper.
So, Maya, tell me about Zig Novak.
Sorry, what?
He gives back the paper. It's Zig's resume.
Oh, God. I'm so sorry. This is really embarrassing. My ex was standing in front of the printer talking to some girl, and so I just grabbed whatever and bolted.
I wish I could tell you it gets better, but that basically happened to me last week.
I have my songs here. Do you want to take a listen?
No need. I already listened to them online. That one track's really something.
Oh, yeah, not okay. I got
actually, I was talking about, what's it called? Yes. It's a really beautiful love song for someone so young.
She stares back at him.
It's about your ex, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
Rough stuff, sorry. Well, you're obviously talented. All I want to know is if you got the skills I need in the studio. You familiar with Pro Tools?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a rough track on there. Mix it. Make it sound awesome. Impress me, gig is yours.
Thanks. I can't wait to show you what I can do.
Maya takes the flash drive from Peter with a big grin. In the front office, Miles exits the administration room and walks into the foyer, he spots Tristan.
Hey, Tristan.
Tristan smiles.
I didn't think I'd see you again.
Oh, I just came to pick up my file.
Things must be crazy at your house, with you leaving and your brother going to therapy or juvie, whatever. Sorry, you probably don't want to talk about it.
Hunter's not in juvie. He's right there. I'm teaching him to drive before I go.
You didn't tell anyone about what happened?
Hunter waits in the car.
He made a mistake. I've made tons of horrible mistakes.
And I guess he didn't actually bring a gun to school. You just thought he did, right?
Yeah, right.
The kill list is scary. But I know if he actually had a weapon, there's no way he'd be taking off.
No, of course not. No, he's totally fine. I talked to him about everything.
I'm glad. Really.
Anyway, I came to say goodbye to you, not to talk about my doofus brother.
I thought you came for your file.
Miles rushes outside.
Hunter, you okay?
He runs to the car, crashed into a bus stop.
Hunter
sits inside, unblinking and tearing, with blood trickling down his forehead.
Hunter?
In the gym, Frankie crouches beside Lola, who draws with a marker.
I'm gonna make a really tall one a giraffe.
Okay. Don't forget the hoop earrings on the captain.
Other members of the volleyball team work with paintbrushes.
Lola, you're like a regular Picasso, except I know where eyes go on a face. The girls are getting what they deserve. And that totally looks like the captain.
Well, if you're gonna prank, prank with artistic integrity. Also, when you're done her, make the outside hitter a rhino.
Why is Northern Tech called the zoo?
Let's just say they don't have the best rep.
I heard there's a whole drug cartel run out of there. This is so much fun. Let's always do pranks.
Okay, team. I think we're ready.
Oh, wait, one more thing.
Lola swipes a streak of red paint on each of Frankie's cheeks, then does the same to herself. Goldie watches.
There, now we're ready.
They stand and look down at their large painting.
Let's deliver it to their school.
It reads, "Welcome to the zoo."
Kiss my butt, Northern Tech.
It depicts the Northern Tech team as zoo animals at Miles' house.
What happened?
It's my fault. I got him to drive me to school.
He shouldn't have been out of the house, let alone be driving.
I know, I'm sorry.
What about the crash?
It was an accident. He confused the brake and the gas, right?
This must be the insurance company. Don't move, either of you.
Mrs. Hollingsworth walks out. Miles crouches beside Hunter and swipes a hand in front of his unmoving face.
Hey, I told you not to start the car.
Maybe you shouldn't have left me alone.
Hunter doesn't meet his eye, and Miles glances off. He looks back at Hunter.
You crashed the car on purpose.
I got tired of waiting when you said all your dramatic advice.
You can't do something crazy every time you're upset, Hunter.
What do you care? You're leaving.
Hunter gets up and walks out. In the gym, Shay approaches the rest of the volleyball team, gathered on the bleachers, looking at a tablet.
I wish we could have seen the looks on their faces when they saw it.
I'm imagining it right now, and believe me, it's very satisfying.
Did you guys prank Northern Tech last night?
Goldie shows a picture.
What, did you break in?
The doors were open. Adult education classes.
It was totally fun.
You're unbelievable. What is your problem?
Why are you overreacting about this?
Why would you do something so stupid?
Shay, come on.
No, I thought we were a team. You're so selfish.
I'm the selfish one? You're the one who didn't care that your friend was...
Friend? What friend? Friends don't stab each other in the back.
Enough. I got a practice to run. Go sit in the locker room until you work out whatever this is. And don't even bother arguing. Let's go.
Frankie and Shay walk out. In an empty classroom, Maya scrolls through Zig's photos on social media. She sees one of a group that includes Zig with Esme's arm draped over his leg. Grace comes in.
How's it mix for Peter coming along?
What do you know about this Esme girl?
Who?
Exactly. I saw her talking to Zig yesterday and I was like, what? Well, then look at this photo.
She shows Grace her phone.
It's just some dumb party pic.
Yeah, but doesn't it look like his arm's around her?
You can't tell.
Oh, crap. I accidentally liked the photo. Undo, undo, undo. Is he still gonna get a notification if I unlike it really fast?
One of the great unanswered questions of the universe. What happened to Operation Maya Matlin?
First of all, it was stupid Esme. And then I gave Peter Zig's CV by accident. And then Peter talked about how much he loved the song I wrote about Zig. Maybe this is the universe telling me I should be with him.
The universe does not care about your love life. Plus, I thought Zig was a distraction.
Handsome distraction. Sweet distraction. I wasn't lying when I wrote that song.
You listened to it all night, didn't you?
Maya looks away slowly.
The Zig you wrote that song about is the same Zig who cheated on you.
I guess I thought I could ignore the feelings until they went away.
Not that I have feelings, but I'm pretty sure it doesn't work like that. Now, get back to work on that mix.
Oh, Peter will understand. He's chill. That really looks like his arm.
Grace takes her phone.
Hey!
Just for this period, you need to chill and focus on this giant opportunity.
Yes, of course, you're right.
Maya looks from her laptop to her phone. She tries to take it, but Grace pulls it away.
Nice try, Madeline.
Maya makes a face and goes back to work on her laptop. In his backyard, Miles sits on a ledge beside the stairs, hands resting on his knees. His mom comes down the steps and stands before him.
What's going on?
I have to tell you something.
What is it?
You don't want to go to Vanderbilt Prep anymore?
No. It's about Hunter. He crashed the car on purpose. I think he was trying to hurt himself or other people.
What makes you say that?
The day of the lockdown, I don't know how he got the combination of Dad's gun cabinet, but he did, and he took Dad's gun to school.
Oh, my God.
No, he never took it out of his bag, I don't think, but yeah.
He fishes a piece of paper out of his pocket.
I found this in his room.
He stands and hands it to his mom. She unfolds it and stares down at the paper.
This isn't...
Kill list? Yeah, I think so.
I have to call your father. We have to get a doctor for your brother.
If you want it, I can help.
No, it's okay, sweetheart. It's not your responsibility.
Her eyes fill with tears.
Thank you for telling me.
She hugs him tightly.
Oh, I know how hard that must have been.
Miles nods slightly and hugs her back. In the girls' locker room, Frankie practices bumping a volleyball. She accidentally bats it away, and it hits Shay in the face.
Oh, sorry.
Shay slams her book closed.
Why are you making such a big deal out of this?
You don't get it.
Obviously not, so just tell me what's going on.
Things aren't the same for you as they are for me.
What's not the same?
Anything!
Why?
Because you're rich. Look, this is my dream. Do you have any idea how much private coaches cost?
No.
Too much! So, the training that we get on the volleyball team matters.
Okay, well, even if we were caught, we wouldn't have gotten in that much trouble.
Yeah, you're right. But I can't afford to make any mistakes.
And I can?
Yes! Your dad is the mayor! You can go to any school you want. You don't have to worry about scholarships and about bursaries, but I have one route, and I cannot mess it up.
Why didn't you just say any of this stuff in the first place?
Shay wipes her teary eye.
I guess it's not the easiest to admit that I'm jealous of my best friend.
Frankie steps closer to Shay.
Ow. I'm a huge jerk.
No, you're not. Look, I'm sorry I didn't back you
no,
up.
No, don't apologize. I get it. I'm sorry.
Frankie pulls her into an embrace.
I really hate arguing with you.
Yeah, me too. What about the captain thing? I mean, one of us is gonna get it. I don't want us to fight about that, too.
I actually have an idea. We just have to see if Armstrong will go for it.
Okay.
In a classroom, Peter speaks to students.
The thing employers are really looking for is original thought and reliability. So you gotta make sure your social networks are targeted accordingly. And with some awesome reference letters...
Grace leans over to Maya, who works on her laptop.
Shouldn't you have done that before now?
Yeah, my mind was kind of elsewhere.
Peter comes over.
You have that track?
Yes, it's just,
some last-minute changes?
It's not perfect. I ran out of time.
Wasn't complicated.
I know. I just... Something came up.
Your ex again?
It was the worst. There was this hasty-written picture of him and the girl he was talking
to. Really not my concern. Just let me listen to it.
She holds up the flash drive and looks down.
I can do better. Please just give me one more day.
Maya, it's not my job to do you favors. There's tons of people who want this co-op position. If it's really important to you, you would have put in the work.
Peter takes the drive out of her hand and walks away. In the school foyer, Tristan and Miles walk together.
So what's going to happen with Hunter?
I'm not sure, but the important thing is that I'll be here for him.
Wait, you're staying? I thought the whole point of boarding school was to get away from the things that triggered you. Your dad and Esme.
Yeah, but he needs me to stay more than I need to go. I'll be okay. I've got this amazing person in my life who supports me even though I've done a bunch of really dumb stuff.
Well, he sounds like a pretty great guy.
Oh, he is. The best, maybe. So there are some definite upsides to staying.
Do you want to watch this volleyball game with me? I've got presidential box seats.
Throwing popcorn and it's a date.
They smile at each other, then hold hands as they walk toward the gym. In her room, Maya lies on her bed. She looks up to see Zig knocking on her window. She puts on her glasses and jogs over. She lifts the window up and looks down at Zig.
You've lost your window privileges.
I know, but I just...
Maya wipes away a tear.
What's wrong?
I just screwed up my co-op placement, not that you care. What are you doing here?
You liked one of my pictures.
Great. Okay, yes, I was stalking you on Hastagram because I was totally jealous when I saw you and that Esme girl together, which I know is completely pathetic, but...
Maya.
It's hard, okay, Zig? I still miss you.
Maya, look at me. Please. I got the notification. I was so happy. I mean, the idea that you're thinking of me.
He smiles and looks up at her.
There's no one else. There couldn't be. I love you.
Maya bends down and kisses him, her hands on the back of his neck.
Oh.
She holds her phone to her ear.
Hello? Oh, really? Thank you so much. You'll be impressed, I promise. Thank you. It was the co-op guy. Even though my track was rough, he said it was still the best, and he wants me to polish it and get it to him by tomorrow. I still have a chance.
That's amazing.
So you have to go. I have to work.
Yes, of course. See you at school?
Yeah.
He lifts himself up to kiss her. She smiles. He climbs away from the window, and she closes it. In the gym, the girls' volleyball team runs in, and a full audience stands and claps. Frankie and Shay both wear a C on their uniforms and lead the team to Coach Armstrong.
All right, are my co-captains ready to lead us to victory?
You know it. All right, girls, bring it in. Everyone ready? On three.
One, two, three, Degrassi!
The Northern Tech team, in red, walks in carrying the rolled-up painting. They unroll the poster and stand around it. Their captain comes to the front.
So they can dish it out, but they can't take it.
You drew me as a monkey.
If the banana fits. And actually, it was a gorilla.
Unbelievable.
The Northern Tech team sits on top of the painting.
What are you doing? We have a game to play.
No, we don't. Northern Tech doesn't play against racists.
The Degrassi team stares at them. Opening credits continue. Ricardo Hoyos, Aaron Kassam, Lyle Latow, Spencer McPherson, Eric Osborne, Olivia Scriven, Sarah Waysglass, Richard Walters, written by Courtney Jane Walker, directed by Stefan Brogren. The stories and events portrayed are fictitious, and no reference is intended to any actual person. The name and mark Degrassi and associated names and marks are trademarks and registered trademarks of Epitome Pictures Incorporated. Used under license. Copyright 2016 Epitome Screen Productions Incorporated, all rights reserved. Over white, block letters surrounded with blue read, DHX Media. DHX Media is a registered trademark of DHX Media Limited. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.